The Warriors and Raptors squaring off in another highly anticipated matchup on this Wednesday night at Oracle Arena. And just like in Toronto to start the Warriors' last road trip, Kevin Durant making a major impact as he would finish the night with 7 rebounds and 5 assists to go with a game-high 30 points. But the three-point shooting just not connecting for the Warriors. Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson combining for 24 points, and Toronto showing why they are at the top of the pack in the East as the Raptors end a 13-game road losing streak when facing the Warriors here at Oracle Arena, grabbing a 20-point win, 113-93 the final.
So Toronto wins both games, OT in Toronto, but convincing victory here at Oracle. And they had one here since 2004, and that streak is now over. Very rough shooting night for the Warriors all the way around.
Steve, you were so encouraged by the defense Friday in Milwaukee. Seemed like it was uncharacteristically forgiving tonight. I mean, what led to that? What did you guys not do on defense that you had been?
We didn't really bring the level of intensity that we needed until the start of the third quarter. That was the first sign of life with our defense. But at that point, we were swimming upstream. We were just trying to get back in the game. And I thought we had a chance to get back into it right away. And we missed a couple shots. We had some open threes that looked good, didn't go in. They came back down. We lost somebody on a back door. They made a three in transition and got the lead right back to whatever it was. So you can't wait until halftime against the team with the best record in the league to start defending. And I thought that's what happened tonight. We just didn't bring the requisite energy to begin the game.
Steph, very quiet, 3 of 12 tonight. How much of that was what they did to him? How much of it was him missing shots? Or what did you see?
It's always a combination. You know, you could, I'm sure we'll look at the tape and we'll see some shots that Steph would normally hit, and we'll also see some excellent defense. Van Vliet picked him up full court, did a good job getting into him. So it's always a combination.
You mentioned the team didn't bring the level of intensity early in the game. Do you think guys relaxed a little bit knowing that their best player wasn't playing?
No, I don't think that was the case. I just think we just didn't quite have it. You know, it's just one of those nights where, you know, you would hope that we'd be more engaged and more energetic playing against this team, but we didn't bring it. And I've got to do a better job preparing them to play and getting them to ready to get after it.
Kind of along those lines, Coach Nurse said before the game that sometimes when Kawhi's out, kind of works to their advantage because their offense is a little more unpredictable. Did you feel that at all tonight?
I don't know their team well enough to comment on their offense and whether it's predictable or not. I just think that sometimes when your best player is out, it gives the other players more license to play and to play with some freedom and to be aggressive. And so I've seen that an awful lot. So it didn't surprise me how well their other guys play. They got a lot of good players.
Is there a way to account for the general appearance that the other team was just a lot more aggressive over the course of the night for the most part?
Sir, is there a way to account for it?
I mean, did you any way to explain it?
I can't really explain it other than, you know, it's we're now in a place where we're defending a title and defending sort of a mantle, you know, that we've had for several years, and it's a different vibe, it's a different feeling than when you're on the climb, you know, like Toronto is. Like Milwaukee is, like we were a few years ago. It's a different feeling. It's a different vibe. It's harder to get up for each game. And so there are certain nights where you can just feel it. You don't have that energy. And if you've played in the NBA, if you've coached in this league, you understand it. If you followed it closely, and as you have, you understand that. it's not an excuse. It's just reality. So we did not bring the required energy.
Coach, your team and the Raptors are expected to potentially be there at the end when it's all said and done. Is there an edge that a team comes away with if they do indeed sweep the season series?
I would think we would have the edge at this point now that they've kicked our butts twice. So I know that if that were to happen, we'd be ready to play. So that's a good thing.
All right, next up for the Warriors, a game Friday night in Sacramento against the Kings. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.